Okay, my voice is a little busted from Shabbos, but hopefully you could hear me anyway. Tonight is Lag BaOmer, and some of the Chevra requested that maybe we talk a little bit about Lag BaOmer. I'm not the world's expert on Lag BaOmer, but I'll share with you just a few thoughts that I'm thinking about on Lag BaOmer. So we know, the first question is, what's up with the fires? What's up with all the fires? So we know we have a tradition that on around Lag BaOmer, according to some ways of reading the Gemara, so the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. The Gemara in Yevamos said they all died between Pesach and Shavuos, and they died because they didn't observe Kavod. Shalonagu Kavod, Zeba Zeb, they didn't observe Kavod one to the other. There's also a tradition that on Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai revealed or finished revealing all the secrets of the Zohar, the mystical dimension of Torah, and then he passed away. He finished revealing all the secrets of the Zohar, and then he passed away. Now, if in fact both of these events happened on Lag BaOmer, if this juxtaposition is correct, so maybe we can understand that there's something that Rabbi Akiva did not successfully transmit to his Talmidim that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai did succeed in transmitting. And perhaps we can suggest as follows, that we know there is Toras HaNigla and Toras HaNistar. Toras HaNigla is Torah Shebichsav, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha. This is the meat and potatoes of learning, the meat and potatoes of being a Jew. However, the Toras HaNistar, this is the soul of being a Jew. Right? The Litvaks are experts at the Toras HaNigla, and the Hasidim emphasize more Toras HaNistar. I've said over many times already, I think I even mentioned it on Shabbos, for those of you with me on Shabbos, that my Rebbe, Reb Mendel Blachman, loves to quote from the Ramban al Torah that the yisod of all mitzvahs asay is avas Hashem, and the yisod of all mitzvahs los asay is yiras Hashem. And the Ramban explains that's why asay is docha los asay, because serving Hashem with avas Hashem is a greater madrega than serving with yiras Hashem. So what the Rebbe wanted to suggest based on this Ramban is that the Ramban is teaching us, what do you mean? That the Yisod of all mitzvahs HaSeh is Avos Hashem, and all the Yisod of all mitzvahs HaSeh is Yiras Hashem. So it means, yeah, we have a mitzvah to put on tefillin. So there's the guf mitzvah, there's the maisa mitzvah, that's the nigla shebemit of the mitzvah, is to put on the tefillin. But there's a nister in the tefillin. The nister in the tefillin is that you're supposed to understand the reason for it. It's supposed to connect you to Hashem. It's supposed to elevate your level of Avas Hashem. So there's a nigla of the mitzvah. There's the halachos. It's got to be black. And the ritzuas have to be a certain length. And it's got to be this many batim and the ksiva. That's all the nigla. And the nigla is, of course, absolutely crucial. But there's also a nister. There's also a nister in the mitzvah. That's the Avas Hashem. That's the Tamei HaMitzvah. That's the connection that a person develops to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the mitzvah. That's the soul of the mitzvah. The Toras HaNistar, the relationship with Hashem that comes out of the mitzvah. And every mitzvah saseh is supposed to elevate a person's Avas Hashem. And abstaining from every Avera is supposed to elevate a person's Yiras Hashem. And we have to think about this when we do every mitzvah. Is this mitzvah really connecting me more to Hashem? Or am I just slapping on the tefillin in the morning? Or I'm just, going through the motions. I say Kriya Shema. Is my Kriya Shema on fire? Or is just something I have, it's a chi of Amira. V'dibar tabam. I said the words. I had the basic kavan am yoytze. Or no, do I really feel v'ahav tas Hashem al kecha b'chal levavcha b'chal nafshecha? Do we really feel that way? So we know that fire symbolizes man's soul. The pasuk says, "Ki ner Hashem nishmas Adam." Fire symbolizes man's soul. So when a person, when he's doing a mitzvah, thinks about his relationship with Hashem, he thinks about his connection with Hashem, he's causing his neshama to get on fire, to have an aliyah, to become more holy, and to come closer to Hashem. Now, when you think about the Pnimiyas HaTorah, when you think about what's inside the mitzvah, the connection to Hashem that's inside a mitzvah, it also makes it easier for you to connect to the Pnimiyas of other Jews, to become closer to other Jews, even who are not on as high a madrega as you are. Because every Jew has a neshama tahora. Every Jew has a soul that's on fire. So when you're megadol your own neshama, when you focus more on your own neshama, it allows you, when you realize that you have a neshama, it allows you to come closer to other Jews as well, because you realize that behind even a Jew who, let's say, you don't feel as worthy of your kavod, like the students of Rabbi Akiva Shalonag, kavod zevzeh, you're not worthy of my kavod. You're not worthy of my kavod. But what brings Jews together is focusing on the pnimius, focusing on the neshama. What brings Jews to be separate is focusing on externals. I don't like what he said, I don't like the way he looks, but who is he on the inside? On the inside, he's a neshama tahora also. He has a neshama tahora. So underneath all the schmutz that's on the outside of many Jews, there's a koach, there's a fire, there's a neshama that is burning in there too. So if we work on the Pnimiyas HaTorah, on Lag BaOmer, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai revealed the Pnimiyas HaTorah, that the Ava and Yira that is in all of Torah, Torah's HaNistar, the more we focus on that, so the more it also helps us connect to other Jews. Because we don't focus on externals, kind of like Purim in a way. If I'm not mistaken, I'm about to say something that's probably wrong. And there's some connection between Lag BaOmer and Purim. What is it? Maybe not. I forgot already. Just read something somewhere, but I'll get it back to you. I'll get back to you. But anyway, perhaps we can suggest this is how Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai fixed that which the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva did not do enough of. By realizing and by promoting the idea of Pnimiyas HaTorah, focusing more on the neshama, this causes us to focus more on other Jews, even those who we don't think are worthy of kavod, shalonagu, kavod zeh bazeh. And again, like we spoke about a little bit on Shabbos, maybe we can understand now why Lag BaOmer comes on the way to Shavuos. It's right before Shavuos. Because Torah is Morasha Kehilas Yaakov. Torah is the inheritance of every Jew. V'zos HaTorah Shesam Moshe Lifnei B'nei Yisrael. The Maharal in his Hakadamah to Teferis Yisrael writes that Torah is there for the taking for every Jew. The Keser Torah is Muchan Lakol. The Maharal goes into a lengthy explanation of the fact that anyone can learn, any person can push himself. So Torah is for every Jew. On Lag BaOmer, which is the Yom HaNeshama, the day of the fire of the Neshama, the day that we highlight the fire of the Neshama, we prepare for Mabad HaSinai by being Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, by getting together with other Jews and realizing that they all have neshamas and they're worthy of respect. And it brings us to Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, to a sense of Achdus, so that we'll be on the derech to Shavuos. So I think it's very important that we not only focus on the Torah HaNigla, the revealed Torah, which is very important. We have to be shomer halacha, we have to keep the halacha to the T. We have to be worried about the details of the halacha mamish. We can't diverge one moment. But Lag BaOmer, at least in many circles, not in all circles, But in many circles, and particularly in the Hasidic circles, but not only in the Hasidic circles, Lag BaOmer is a day where we try to focus on pnimius, on the fire of Torah, on the passion of Torah. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Rachmana liba bai, Hashem wants our passion, Hashem wants our soul, Hashem wants the pnimius of Torah. He wants us to think about the fire and the passion that we have for Torah. And maybe we can understand that if we look at what's inside and not on the outside, then we can come closer to every Jew who also has a neshama tahora inside. And that'll help be misaking the sin of Rabbi Akiva's students. Those are some of my thoughts on Lag BaOmer. And, different people have different ways of celebrating it. Some kid texted me, what are you doing in yeshiva tomorrow? We wanted to have bonfires. The Rebbe's like nixed it. I don't know. Maybe the Rebbe's will just talk a little bit about Pnimius HaTorah. Again, you're not supposed to learn the Zohar until you're 40. Because you got to first learn the meat and potatoes. It's dangerous when people like go straight to the Zohar. You fly off your rocker if you do that. You go straight to the Zohar. You don't know Shas and Poskim. You can't learn Zohar before learning Shas and Poskim. I think Rav Shechter likes to joke a little bit about that. He never learned the Zohar. You know, he'll quote a Zohar here and there where somebody else quotes the Zohar. But I don't think he sat and learned the Zohar Keseder. Didn't talk to him so much. But certainly there's more and more and more people every year that the Zohar is talking to. But you got to be careful not to just go straight to the Zohar and forget about Shas and Poskim. That's a danger that we have in our time, that people are looking for shortcuts. So the Gemara says, Acha Shemile Kresom, after you fill yourself up with meat and potatoes, then you're supposed to study the Torah Sanistar. But that doesn't mean that there's nothing, right? You can learn Ramban al Torah. My Rebbe used to say, Blachman used to say that all week long, 6 days a week, Sunday through Friday, you should learn Nigla. Shabbos is for learning Nistar. That's what he held. Shabbat Shalom Rabban Al Torah, you should learn Drasha Saran, Arachayim HaKadosh, Sefer Ikrim, Kedas Yitzchak. These are the Sfarim we should learn on Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It's the day of Nistar. It's a very important limit, at least in my training. My Rebbe, Reb Mendel Blachin, was very into learning the Torah Sanistar. And he was an interesting combination of Litvaka Chevraner. He was a chevrener. You don't get more Litvish than chevren. He was a chevrener, but he was also a Chabad chassid. Closet Chabad chassid. So, he was an interesting mix. So I was trained a lot in learning Maharal and learning Pnimius HaTorah. That stuff is very important. But again, it's only after you fill yourself up with the meat and potatoes. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara tells a story. I'll close with this. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara tells a story that there were two rabbis. And one rabbi gave a very high-level Gemara shir. And the other rabbi gave a shir in Agada. So where do you think the people went? So the Gemara says that the rabbi who gave the shir in the high-level halacha shir got very upset. Because everybody walked out of his shir and they went down the block to the guy giving them machshava shir. Machshava Chabur we have here, 10:30 on Monday nights. They went to the Machshava Shir. The Gemara says he wasn't Meichelim. What do you have to give a Machshava Shir while I'm giving Halach Shir? So he tried to tell him, no, it's like one guy selling diamonds and one guy selling tchotchkes. Who's going to get more customers? The guy selling the tchotchkes, because everybody could afford $1, $5 for the tchotchke. Nobody could afford the diamonds, but you're selling diamonds. You're giving a Gemara shir that's diamonds. I'm selling tchotchkes. That's still coming to me. But he wasn't Mekabel, the Gemara says. It did not pacify him. So both are important. Maybe that's what the Gemara is trying to say a little bit. That both are important, but first you can't just discard the halacha and the high level of Gemara shir. You got to first fill yourself up with that. But on Shabbos, my Rebbe said, on Shabbos you could learn Nistar. You should learn Nistar because Bachman Libabai, Hashem wants the Ava and Yiri. He doesn't just want our mitzvah performance to be dry and lifeless. So Lag BaOmer celebrates a little bit of the Pnimius HaTorah. Any thoughts, ha'aras, feelings? Aaron Mayer. Terrible. Terrible. It's terrible. There's no such animal as that. It's against everything in Yadis. It's against everything in Yiddishkeit. It's against every Gemara. It's against every... The Gemara says, La'acha shmei kreisim him. I'm sorry, I cut you off. I won't hear the end of your question, but you have to first learn Shas and Poskim. You're a zero if you didn't learn Shas and Poskim. You're going to talk about the Zayar before you learn Shas and Poskim? It's terrible. You can't come to the truth that way. I'm sorry, I cut you off though. What was it? Anybody else? A freilich and lag boimer, everybody. Have a good night.